Hi, and welcome to Beyond the Game podcast. I am your host, Delaney LaShore. In this podcast, I invite student athletes to openly discuss their interests, aspirations, and lives outside of their sport. You'll be able to hear more about these guests on a more personal level besides the sport they play. These athletes will share their future hopes and plans post-college, their passions and personal hobbies, and some tips on how to prevent burnout from their sport. Welcome to Beyond the Game. I have with me guest speaker Bella O'Brien. She is one of my closest friends and my favorite teammate on the field. And introduce yourself, Bella.
Hi, Delaney. Great to be here. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited. And favorite teammate is on a mug, so it's official.
So I had her come over here to talk a little bit about yourself, introduce yourself, how old you are, what major, even talk about how far ahead and smart you are compared to me.
Just played the game right. Okay. Yeah, I'm Bella O'Brien. I'm 21. I am currently in my master's program. I graduated in 2 years with my bachelor's in communication. I had a program through my high school where I grew up in Federal Way that allowed us to take college courses when we were in high school. It was called Running Start. Best decision I've ever made. My family really pushed me to do it. It was obviously difficult sophomore year for me to leave a high school scene and go into this college, like community college, and just kind of step on in there and be like, all right, start taking college classes. But it was definitely the best decision I ever made. So I graduated with my AA in 2 years, came to the University of Montana to pursue a communication degree and play soccer, and graduated with that in 2 years. And I am in my third semester of my grad program.
So basically when I was an underclassman, a sophomore, you were graduating and you were a sophomore still.
Basically, so I was a little bit ahead. I strongly encourage everyone to do it. I just think it just sets you up in life. You grow up a little quicker, but I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I mean, I was still able to experience high school life through pep rallies and dances and football games, my own volleyball games, things like that. So yeah, I was out there putting in the work, but it was definitely worth it.
So what made you want to pursue a master's in communication and, sorry, a major in communication, master's in public admin?
So kind of coming to college, I didn't really know what I wanted to pursue. I knew I wasn't the mathy kind of girl. Numbers scared me.
Neither am I.
I completely just could not do it. So I enjoyed writing. I enjoyed reading. And my mom actually got her bachelor's of communication. So she kind of pushed me towards that way. I started taking classes and I actually fell in love with it. Just talking about the relationships between people and how like they interact and how there's so much that goes into it. I just kind of fell in love with that piece of communication and how it really affects relationships, friendships, family dynamics. So like, that's kind of why I kept pursuing it and ended up doing fairly well. And I got named one of the top of my like department for my year I graduated. So it was that's a really, awesome, really good experience for me, and I was well worth it.
That's awesome, Bella. So you talk about how much you love relationships, mm-hmm, and you look into them. Why don't you tell us or the people listening a little bit more about your relationship with your family? I know you aren't from Montana, but mm-hmm, you go here. Where's your family from?
So my family is kind of from everywhere. So my grandparents were born and raised in Dublin, Ireland, and my dad was also born there. They immigrated over here when he was fairly young, and they resided kind of all over the place, but ended up in Washington for a long time. My mom was originally from California, kind of like American girl. So she resided in Bakersfield, California. They met at the University of the University of San Diego, and my mom played volleyball, dad played soccer. I was actually born in San Jose, so I'd like to say I'm a Cali girl, but I'm really not, because I was only born there. So I was raised in Washington State in Federal Way, Fed Way. So love it and hate it, but I really do love it. It's a great home, and I love going back, and my little sister and my mom are still there. Family is super important to me. I mean, my Nana and Granddad are a big part of my life. They have been there since I've grown up, like just around the corner, 10-minute drive. So they've been a big part of my life with my little sister and I, especially when my parents got divorced. So that was something that kind of like kept me grounded. Not to get dark about divorce, but my parents are still great friends and better apart than together for sure. Me and my sister are not scarred, maybe only a little. And just kind of a thing that, although it would seem like it takes people apart, can definitely bring people together. Both sides of my family, super close, still love each other a lot. Mm. I visit my dad and my mom's side of the family. My dad's side of the family still stays with my mom when they come over to visit. It's a very strange dynamic. My dad comes over to the house all the time, but it works out. We figured it out, and family is something that I feel like is different for everyone, but kind of you make it work.
And you, your family kind of spends, like, Christmases all together, correct?
Yeah, so we have a weird dynamic of spending Christmas together as a family. My parents are in separate relationships now, but still they respect their time that we have with their kids. And, like, my little sister's still in high school, so she's very much in a still need both parents around kind of thing. And even my distant family come over, and it's just one big melting pot of happy family, I guess.
It's genuine, amazing, and I love the way you talk about them.
Yeah.
So, on a different note, I know we kind of strayed away. You talked about how much you love your family. Was it kind of hard transitioning from high school to college?
Yes, of course. Honestly, my decision to come to Montana was an interesting one. I've never even thought about Montana before committing here for soccer.
Me too.
Didn't even think it was in the works. My plan was California, California, California. My family was going to move there. It was all kind of centered around my like decision of where I was going to college, which was a little bit stressful. But once I came to Montana, fell in love with the people. The spot is amazing and super beautiful, and the transition was difficult, although there's a little bit of security for me just being able to go back and forth from home if I wanted. The drive's only 7 hours, so there was a little bit of comfort there for me. I'm such a homebody. I need to be home with a cup of tea, watching my shows, my same 4 shows I have on repeat all the time.
Can I guess them?
Yeah, I guess.
What's the, oh my gosh. The Office?
Yes.
New Girl?
Yes.
What's the one that's like Sherlock Holmes looking?
Sherlock Holmes?
You looking. And your boyfriend dressed up as them.
No, not Peaky Blinders.
Not Peaky Blinders. No. Okay, what are the other two?
Seinfeld.
Yeah, Seinfeld.
And Friends.
You're such an old soul. It's so cute.
I have been called wise, but anyway. So, yeah, back to that, pretty much homebody. Everyone goes through homesickness. I mean, I think you were
homesick. I was horrible.
It's horrendous. And then
first weekend, I thought I was going to transfer.
Like, I was sad. Mm-hmm. I was mad for no reason. I was scared because I didn't know anyone. Mm-hmm. Like, I had a little bit of a security net just having a team, but like, there's still strange girls that you never know. And, girls can be mean, so you always gotta stay on your toes. Meanwhile, I'm looking very... Oh, my God, I think there was just lightning.
No way.
You just missed it. Okay. Anyway, that really threw me off for a second. But, I mean, homesickness hits everyone, so it was a tough transition. My family was the biggest supporters of me. Being able, like, we've all been through it. You can do it. Like, you have to get through the first semester. Okay, if you hate it after the first semester, okay, trying it through next semester. Like, it was difficult, but well worth it.
What was, like, kind of your outlet? Just talking to your family and then just being like, come on, just give it one more day. Like, keep going next semester. And then over time, did it almost just feel like, okay, like, I can do this. I'm making connections. I can call this place my home.
I think family support at the beginning is super important. And then you kind of build your own little social circle here that you tend to rely on, which were my teammates, which was you and Maddie and, you know, the people I was closest to, Rosie, who's my roommate on the tennis team, and, like, Grace. And you just find your kind of, like, niche of people, and you start to vent to them, you start to talk to them, and you realize, like, everyone's going through the same thing. Like, you think you're alone in something that everyone else is going through. So it's kind of comforting in a sense to know that, like, you're not alone, and you have people there that it's going to help you, and that you can see yourself in a little bit, which kind of makes it a lot more easier. And then in my head, it's a little bit of a competition with myself of, like, I can fucking do it.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, I can freaking do it.
No,
please. So it's, like, a little bit of a competition. I'm a very competitive person where it's, like, okay, get through this week. Get through this day. Like, okay, you have X amount of days till spring break. X amount of days till winter break. And then you get, and then slowly, like, those things kind of just, oh, spring break, fun. Do I stay in Missoula now?
Uh-huh.
Do I stay here playing something with my friends?
Or before you know it, you're senior. You're, like, going to be seniors. And
before you know it, you're like, yeah.
So. It'll blow your mind that you're going to be a senior?
No, it's actually crazy. Like, it's very exciting in a way of, like, I'm definitely ready for another chapter of my life. And I definitely have, like, interests that I want to pursue after college. And honestly, just kind of, like, let life take me. Because I've been doing the same thing for a long time, and I'm just kind of ready for something to switch up. Don't you feel the same?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I think we talk about it. What are we going to do after college? Yeah, it's our daily
chats. And, like, we don't have a plan, but I feel like that's almost a good thing.
Oh, yeah. I think we do manifest very good plans that might not be financially good for us.
Yes.
But I think we want to go to Italy.
Young,
I think
dumb,
we
want to go to
Hawaii.
Yeah.
California, wine country. What else?
Hell, I want to see Denver, Pyramids of Egypt. That's where I want to go. Pyramids of Egypt. Dream trip.
Okay. So. Actually, on a real note, what do you have any ideas or plans after graduation? Or just kind of where do you see yourself?
So, once I graduate with my master's, fingers crossed.
Oh, you will.
I don't really know. I kind of want to not do anything, but not in that sense. I just kind of want to see where life takes me.
Yeah.
I want to move to Denver, probably, for maybe a year. See how I like it. Find a spot. I kind of want to just, like, bartend or waitress. And, you know, just kind of, like, play the field a little bit.
Build your name up.
Yeah. Make connections, network a little bit. But on a real note, still got to figure out what you want to do in the future. So I am planning on getting my real estate license for Colorado in that same time. So I'll still be somewhat studying or anything for my...
I feel like it's a little bit different.
It's definitely different. Like, you got to have an actual job. So, like, finding something that I can do after this. But I still got a year. I'm not trying to put too much pressure on myself. Things will happen. I mean, I've just got to focus on what I'm doing now, and hopefully that hard work pays off.
Mm-hmm. According to a lot of people, this is the best times of our lives. So, we got to make the most of it.
Yeah, I know.
As in, go to bed at 9 p.m.
I guess that's what that means. But
party hard.
Yeah, literally.
Okay, so I kind of skipped. We talked about your past. We talked about your plans for the future. But you're going to be a senior. Mm-hmm. And you've done school and soccer for almost 3 years now. Anything that you kind of want to point out or emphasize to anyone possibly going to experiencing it now?
Yes, I would probably say that it is a large commitment and 100% doable. Your headspace is definitely where you want to stay focused, because your body is capable of so much. So playing a sport, being able to wake up in the morning, doing all these things that take physical time and effort, like, your body can do. Like, you're strong, but your head has to be just as strong. And I feel like getting over mental barriers of, like, I can't wake up in the morning, or I have too much schoolwork, I can't have a good training today, or the opposite of, like, oh, I had such a hard training yesterday. I can't go to class this morning or something like that. I feel like you just kind of have to, like, mentally get through barriers and set yourself up in a positive manner, saying, like, I can do it. I have done it before. Like, these are just new challenges. And then slowly but surely your talk will start to change and you'll be able to do all the things that freshman year maybe you said you couldn't do.
Yeah.
Because I know for me, like, that was a big thing my freshman year. Not just in my head about things, whatever it was. And then now I'm like, well, who cares? Or I can do it. I've done it before kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I feel like setting yourself up like that. Yeah, bring it on. Okay, throw it at me.
Yeah.
Like, what else?
I want you to honestly tell whoever's listening, because I think you are the perfect example of somebody who emphasizes a balance in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I see it, like, all the time that you're like, I need to go. You spread yourself out so well about school, soccer, and then you find time to, like, do things that you really enjoy, even if it's something as small as, like, having dinner with your boyfriend or going thrifting or you go watch tennis matches, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So how do you do it, honestly? Because I'm like, I need some advice here.
I feel like it's definitely hard. I mean, I even started working 20 hours a week this last, I don't know, how long have I had this job? Like 7 months since last semester?
Yeah, you've had it for so long.
Yeah. So I have that, obviously, soccer and school. And I just feel like you got to figure out what in life brings you joy. And for that, for me, it's food. Food is, like, something I love. Going out for a nice dinner, cooking a nice dinner.
Yeah.
Another thing for me is friends, scheduling a time to hang out. Like, one of my favorite things to do at night, sit upstairs in my living room, hang out with my girlfriends, my boyfriend, just, like, talking about the day, talking about things, even if it's just, like, oh, like, I can't wait to go on this imaginary trip that we just planned in the living room.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I mean? And also just doing things that you're still passionate about. Like, I am signed to a modeling agency here and back in Seattle. Woo! No, guys.
I knew that. I wanted her to say it.
Yeah, it's a little, like, I struggle with it being embarrassing and it being, like, something I just, like, enjoy doing. Because when I was younger, it definitely was something that's, like, ugh, like, you model? Like, that's fucked. Weird, like, but it's, like, honestly something I love to do.
Yeah.
And I think you should experience everything in life, and if you have the opportunity, then you should do it. But, like, the other day I took the day off work and I told them that I was gonna be gone, and I went and did a shoot for, like, 5 hours, and that was something that brought me a lot of joy. And then just finding, like, little times in the day, like, I had about 5 hours one weekend to do kind of, like, whatever I wanted. And I went and played pickleball with my friends and my boyfriend. And then I went, right after pickleball, I went to the driving range and we went driving and, like, smack some golf balls, get some anger out, but also, like, have a little bit of fun and do something different. And I feel like that's something that you need to do to change things up. Other you guys, you get stuck in this routine and that can just drain the life out of you. So you have to find something that, even if it's baking or anything that you love to do, like, I know you love to bake, like, something that pulls you out of your head for a little bit.
Oh, 100%.
You know what I mean? Like, something that's just, like, you're not thinking about your daily routine over and over and over again.
It's, like, something as small as, like, coming over and, like, ranting to you.
Yeah, it's just finding the time to vent to a friend, to go get drinks for, like, an hour, go get, like, chips and salsa.
Mm-hmm.
Go walk downtown. I went to an art show at 9 p.m. one night because I just, like, needed to get out of the house. Yeah. And it was something that was going on. So finding those little things that take you out of your head is really important.
I also love how spontaneous you are. You, like, you jump on opportunity or, like, times to, like, have fun and find joy. But you also know when there's time where it's like, hey, like, I need my space. I need my self-care time.
I think just being a homebody, it sounds, like, weird me being, like, spontaneous and stuff, but that's something I've learned through these 4 years of being in college is you need to learn when to say no. Because once you find your group and once you find, like, there'll be things going on 24/7, but you have to keep your own mental balance of, like, should I actually go out tonight? Like, is that going to benefit me? Or should I just lay in bed, eat popcorn, and watch my show?
Watch my friends.
Watch my friends. Seinfeld. Watch The Office. Watch a movie. Like, you got to find the ways of how to say no.
Yeah. Or what will bring you
true the most like peace. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Oh, well, yay. Okay, well, we're almost hitting the time limit.
Okay.
Let's see if I can think of a really good question. Okay. Hit I actually me. Asked the girls this last time. This
okay.
is something kind of cool. I actually have two questions. What is the best piece of advice you would give to a student athlete?
Okay. The best piece of advice I'd give to a student athlete. I think not just a student athlete. I think something my dad says to me all the time is the harder you work, the luckier you'll get. And I feel like that's just something to kind of live by. It's just
that.
Like you can put in the work and you'll see it pay off.
That's so true. Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay. That was good. That was good. Next one. What is something you are most proud of yourself?
Lainey, why are you hitting me with hard questions
right now? This is a good one.
I gotta have better answers than the other girls. Okay.
Okay.
Wait, repeat the question.
Like, what are you most proud of yourself?
Oh, okay. I'd say I'm most proud of myself from just, one, overcoming adversity in all aspects, in soccer, in school, and also, I'd say my, academic accomplishments. I feel like I'm doing something that not a lot of people are able to do, and, like, that's definitely something I'm very grateful for, but I've also worked hard at, and like,
yeah.
It didn't come easy to me, and I did have to do a lot, and I'm not gonna like say like, oh yeah, like it's fine, because I honestly, like, I did earn it myself, and that sounds cocky and whatever, but I feel like I am proud of myself for doing that, and that's one of my biggest achievements so far, and hopefully by May 2025, I'll be walking with my little master's hood at 21, so 22.
Yeah, you're gonna be so ahead of everyone. I want to add to that, I admire you so much for how strong and how genuine you are as a friend.
Thank you.
And this whole saying, you meet your best friends in college, I do believe that, because obviously I'm interviewing one of my closest friends right here.
And bridesmaid
and maid of honor, because I don't have a sister. But yeah, and also the fact that you have taught me, like, know what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You beat to your own drum. You know exactly what you want, when you want it, and I love that the most about you. And you even have pushed me to have more of a voice, and I appreciate it.
Of course, D-Lo, of course. I love you.
Okay, we're not trying to get all too sentimental here.
Yeah, guys, mind your own business. This is a personal moment right now.
All right, well, we're going to sign off to Beyond the Game. This is Bella O'Brien. Thank you so much for letting me interview you.
Thank you very much.